Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been struggling, confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Okay, I will pick up reading out of Genesis 30, 29 through 43, and this is when Jacob marries the two sisters, and the father-in-law is not being fair. Jacob replied, "You know how faithful I've served you through these many years, and how your flocks and herds have grown. For it was little indeed you had before I came, and your wealth has increased enormously. Jehovah has blessed you from everything I do. But now, what about me? When should I provide for my own family? What wages do you want?" Laban asked again. Jacob replied, "If you will do one thing, I'll go back to work for you. Let me go out among your flocks today and remove all the goats that are speckled and spotted and all the black sheep. Give them to me as my wages. Then, if you ever find any white goats or sheep in my flock, you would know that I have stolen them from you." Laban replied, "All right, it shall be as you have said." So that very day Laban went out and formed a flock for Jacob of all the male goats from that were ringed and spotted, and the females that were speckled and spotted with any white patches, and all of the black sheep. He gave them to Jacob's sons to take them 3 days' distance, and Jacob stayed and cared for Laban's flocks. Then Jacob took fresh shoots from poplar, almond, and plane trees, and peeled white streaks in them, and placed these rods beside the watering troughs so that the flocks would see them when they came to drink, for that is when they made it. So the flocks made it before the white streaked rods, and their offsprings were streaked and spotted, and Jacob added them to his flock. Then he divided out from Laban's flocks and segregated them from the rams, and let them mate only with Jacob's black ram. Thus he built his flocks from Laban's. Moreover, he watched for the stronger animals to mate and placed the peeled branches before them, but didn't with the feebler one. So the less healthier lambs were Laban's, and the stronger ones was Jacob's. As a result, Jacob's flocks increased rapidly, and he became very wealthy with many servants, camels, and donkey. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We have more callers to join. Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Good evening, good evening. And Daniel?
Yes.
And Mrs. Williams? Welcome.
Mrs. Allen.
Mrs. Allen, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Turner.
Yes.
Hubert, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and Mrs. Allen.
Yes.
I have everyone.
You keep fading out, Angela.
Okay. I think when I turn my head. Okay. Righty, well, let's go ahead and bow our heads for the opening prayer. Family Nellum's profession, as written in Hebrews 10:4, their heart in assurance of faith, must hold on. For he who promised is faithful. Father, we ask you to fill each of us with all of the fruit of your heart.
What's happening?
Angela, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. There's a lot of background noise. I can't figure out which one it is. Hear me now?
Yes.
In closing, and let us consider how we can spur one another to pray.
You still fading out. You in and out.
We'd like to excuse you. We're experiencing a little technical difficulty at the moment. Sister Angela, would you mind just turning your microphone down a little or your phone down a little? It's getting a little overload feedback.
Feedback.
Yes, turn your phone down a little bit. Or see, can you click up on your mic and turn it down a little?
If I pick up the mic, it's going to be a terrible. Hold on, let me get another phone.
Okay.
I would like to thank you all for joining us this afternoon for Father's Day. And it's how we know that we are born again in the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord came singing, Abba, Father. When are thou coming home? You just keep moving and moving, and we must keep on moving forward. Happy Father's Day, everyone, to the Nellum family. Hour of prayer. Welcome.
Okay. Still here. Do y'all hear the static still?
No. Just a little. You're just cutting off. You're fading out. I think the volume was just a little up high or somewhat like.
No, I still hear the static in the line.
Okay.
Okay. Can y'all hear me good now?
Yes, yeah, that's much better.
Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty. Hubert, would you lead us in the Matthew 19:26?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God.
But with God.
All things are possible.
All things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. And again, happy Father's Day. And we have Hubert and Daniel. Well, Daniel dropped off. And we have Pops Burner. Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, our queen.
Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and get into the program, and I would like to start with Mother.
Okay, I will be reading 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, 4 through 12, and it says, God, living stone. Jesus challenged us to think of ourselves as stone. To be a living stone is an upmorn, a deliberator, and a contradiction in terms. Grouped together for emphasis, stone of non-living matter, merely compressed earth. If the material of stone is not living, how then can we be living stone? God's plan is that those who are called Christians would become God's living stone. This means that the nature of Jesus Christ would be so firmly embedded within us that we would walk holy and live separated unto God. The word of God will be so cared upon our heart that we will not allow the lust of the flesh to divert us from living by every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is God's will that as living stone, every molecule of our being will be dead to sin. And alive in the Holy Spirit. If we allow it, God will take the impure and unless matter out of our life and mold us into stone, which then become markers for the world. Just as the Israelites left stones in the midst of the Jordan River as a sign of their crossing into the Promised Land, we as living stone will leave mark of faith and work to indicate that Jesus is alive and moving in and through us. It is God's desire that our faith be so vibrant, sinless, and pure that the world will look at God's living stone and say, I want the same joy, peace, love, and salvation that is residing in God's living stone. The vibrant of our the vibrant of our living should tell the drug user that there is a better high in Jesus. The vibrant of our life lets the hopeless know there's hope. The sick know there's healing, and the weary know there's rest. Stones are used for building because they are strong and durable. May we let God finish his personal work in us. May we submit ourselves to Jesus Christ as we walk in obedience and become God's living stone. To be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, offering spirit sacrifice, accepting to God through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we had another caller join us. Carrie?
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mother. Loretta?
Yes, I have to share from the Daily Bread. And then I'll go right into the poem. But good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen.
Amen.
The topic is Navigating the Storm. Trusting God for guidance is troubled times in a biblical theme. Hebrew 11 lists many who use their problems as an opportunity to exercise faith and to experience God's grace, his provision, and his deliverance, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of the lion, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong. stormy circumstances are inevitable. Although our first reaction may be to run from the problem, we can instead ask God to teach us how to trust Him to navigate us through the storm. When life feels like a storm-tossed sea with crashing waves of pain and grief, turn to the Lord and trust in Him. He'll give you peace and bring relief. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and I'm going to go right into my poem called Our Dad. God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of a summer sun, the calm of a quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning in spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities. When there was nothing more to add, He knew His masterpiece was completed. And so He called it Dad. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Loretta. All right, Daddy Vernon?
Yes, I'll be reading the epistle of Paul, the apostle to the Hebrews, in the 4th chapter. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, has in those last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, in the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of the power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sit down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, that he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again when he had, when he bringeth and the faith begotten unto the word, he says, and let all the angel of God worship him. And of the angel he says, who maketh his angel spirit and his minister a flame of fire. But unto the Son he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness, a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And though, Lord, in the beginning, and laid the foundation of the earth, and the heaven are the work of thy hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Baruch Torah Abba.
Thank you for that, Daddy. Hubert.
Oh, yes. The words of my mouth not be acceptable in his sight, God that lives in my heart. And may I be as one as Jesus and his Father was one, that he prayed that we also shall be as one. Above all things, I'll be reading to you out of our daily bread. Above all things, guard your brand. Put on love, which is the bond of perfection. A popular clothing retailer requires that its sales clerk dress like the models in the store windows who advertise its clothes. This practice is referred to as guarding their brand. This idea behind it is that shoppers will be more likely to purchase clothes because they will want to look like the people they see wearing them. In a consumer-oriented culture, it's easy to be seduced into thinking that we can buy acceptance by wearing the things that beautiful people wear. Retailers would have us believe that looking good will make us desirable. Sometimes we even convince ourselves that we can win followers for God by making ourselves attractive to the world. But the Bible is clear about what is really important to God. He wants us to look like Jesus, Yahshua, is the word, and our character. In a sense, Jesus is our brand, for we are being conformed to his image. You'll find and get to a reading out of that in Romans 8:29, that'll be the book of Romans. We attract others to Christ when we put on his attributes, which include tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. You can read more on that in Colossians 3 and verse 12. Chapter 3, verse 12 of Colossians. And above all, love. Verse 14 of Colossians 3. Instead of polishing and protecting our own image, we need to be guarding and reflecting the image of God, which is being perfected in us through Christ, the anointed one. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. This is my constant longing and prayer. Godly, I forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, the perfect likeness to wear. One of the Spirit roles is to form the likeness of Christ in us. And I would like to sing a song that, listen to the words, is part of our culture as our people, the Netherlands families, and it's our prayer. There's a man in my house who's so big and strong. That's a man of God for all y'all that want to get it the wrong way. Good God, ain't it punk now. He go to work each day, and he stays all day long. Today, if we were here. He spoke of no tomorrow, but he said, today, the people that are called by my name will humble themselves and continue my words. You will be my disciples indeed. I'm going to call this man Father.
Hello?
Yes. I think I call this man Love. Call him Love. I'm going to call this man Father. Call him Father. Abba. I think I call that man Love. Call him Love. Love is stronger than death. And above all, put on love. Love your enemies. Even they do you wrong, give not evil for evil. Feed them, clothe them, love them. Who knows? You might even save them. Bless Shalom. Toda Yahweh. Happy Father's Day, everyone. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Huber. Awesome. Okay, aren't you ready?
Yes, I'm going to read out of Hebrews chapter 7, out of verse 1 and verse 6. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. for by it the elder obtained a good testimony. By faith, understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen was not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abram offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his death, and though it being dead, still speak. By faith, Edom was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he that is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. I'll go ahead and read my part. It's called To a Child, Love is Spelled T-I-M-E. What a child really needs from you. In the faint light of the attic, an old man, tall and stooped, bent his great frame and made his way to a stack of boxes that sat near one of the little half windows. Brushing aside a wisp of cobwebs, he tilted the top box toward the light and began to carefully lift out one old photograph album after another. Eyes once bright but now dim searched longingly for the source that had drawn him here. It began with the fond recollection of the love of his life, long gone, and somewhere in these albums was a photo of her he hoped to rediscover. Silent as a mouse, he patiently opened the long-buried treasures and soon was lost in a sea of memories. Although his world had not stopped spinning when his wife left it, the past was more alive in his heart than his present aloneness. Setting aside one of the dusty albums, he pulled from the box what appeared to be a journal from his grown son's childhood. He could not recall ever having seen it before, or that his son had ever kept a journal. Why did Elizabeth always say the children's old junk, he wondered, shaking his white head. Opening the yellow pages, he glanced over a short reading, and his lips curved in an unconscious smile. Even his eyes brightened as he read the words that spoke clear and sweet to his soul. It was the voice of the little boy who had grown up far too fast in his very house, and whose voice had grown fainter and fainter over the years. In the utter silence of the attic, the words of a guiltless six-year-old worked their magic and carried the old man back to a time almost totally forgotten. Entry after entry stirred a sentimental hunger in his heart, like the longing a gardener feels in the winter for the fragrance of flowers. But it was accompanied by the painful memory that his son's simple recollections of those days were far different from his own. But how different? Reminded that he had kept a daily journal of his business activities over the years, he closed his son's journal and turned to leave. Having forgotten the cherished photo that originally triggered his search, he hunched over to keep from bumping his head on the rafters. The old man stepped to the wooden stairway and made his descent, then headed down a carpeted stairway that led to the den. Opening a glass cabinet door, he reached in and pulled out an old business journal. Turning, he sat down at his desk and placed the two journals beside each other. His was leather-bound and engraved neatly with his name in gold, while his son's were tattered and the name Jimmy had been nearly scuffed from its surface. He ran a long, skinny finger over the letters, as though he could restore what had been worn away with time and use. As he opened his journal, the old man's eyes fell upon an inscription that stood out because it was so brief in comparison to other days. In his own neat handwriting were these words: "Wasted the whole day fishing with Jimmy. Didn't catch a thing." With a deep sigh and shaking head, he took Jimmy's journal and found the boy's entry for the same day, June 4th. Large, scrawling letters pressed deeply into the paper read, "Went fishing with my dad. Best day of my life." Just wanted to share what to a child love is spelled time.
Amen.
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 Man. All right. Daniel came back. Daniel, would you like to say something?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading from my book, okay? Yes, and I want.
Amen.
Okay, I'm on still on this open your eyes, okay? I say, "Dear Father," this is more like a prayer. "Dear Father, I praise you for the might and wisdom, for your grace and prop." Oh, shoot. Let me do that again. "Dear Father, I praise you for your might and wisdom, for your grace and power. I praise you for your mercy. I praise you for your kindness and love. I praise you for your faithfulness. Because of that, you have already done at the cross. The battle I fought are already won by in Jesus." Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hold on, I do.
Praise
yeah.
Lord.
Inshallah.
All righty. Thank you for that, Daniel. All right, Miss Allen.
Yes. Okay, we coming from Psalm 37, the 23rd verse. "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. But the Lord uphold him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteousness forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lenient, and his descendants are blessed. Far from and do good and dwell forever. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever." Amen.
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 Yeah, thank you for that, Mrs. Allen. Okay, Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay, alrighty. Alrighty, well, that leads us to our sick and shut-ins. I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Amen. May everyone bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing process that you're doing with our family members, our friends, our loved ones, for you know who they are. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, with them, and through them. Let your light shine through. Dear Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them to give them the power that they need to keep pressing forward with our Lord and Savior. We thank you in advance for their health to be restored. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, Amen.
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 Alrighty. Now we move around to our birthday greeting. And I do have a birthday for Kenneth Nellums on the 20th. And this is for June 16th through June the 22nd. Are there any other birthdays? Okay. There's no more birthdays. Mom, would you do us the honor of singing a happy birthday to Kenneth?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kenneth. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Awesome. Okay, we're at the point of our agenda where praises and testimonies and songs and poems. But before we do that, Loretta, which is the closing prayer this week? Is it Psalms 23 or Matthew 6:9? Loretta? Oh, she got me on hold.
Let me look.
Loretta?
Get your prayer.
Oh, never mind. Let's just. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, is it closing in Matthew 6:9 or Psalms 23?
6:9. I'm sorry, I didn't inform you earlier.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. I love you.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and just do any praises and testimonies. If you don't, or a song or a poem. If you don't have anything to share, just say you pass. Auntie Carrie.
Pass.
Mrs. Allen?
Yes.
Excuse me, Angela. Excuse me, Angela.
Yes, sir.
I didn't want to interrupt y'all, but I got to leave, but I would like to do a quick testimony before I leave, if I may.
Oh, okay. Yes, you can.
Well, I would like for everyone to know God is good. When you lean not upon your own understanding and take the bitter with the sweet and keep on moving forward with your life or your purpose for being alive, I would like to share with you all the Lord. I did get enrolled into the Cincinnati Cooks to become a chef this Thursday. I'll be starting my class June the 1st. And I like to give thanks to God, and I'm also going back to get my GED, the only credentials now that I'm lacking, to go on to further achievements. And I just wanted to share with you all how God does work, even though I've been very stubborn in my life and probably still have a hard head, but it made me realize that I cannot keep doing it my way all the time to make it work. And even though if I do all the right things, it still don't mean that it's going to turn out right in my favor. So I'd like to share that with all of you all for this Father's Day. And like to call no man on earth your father, for God, he is the father of all. And if you love mother, father, sister, brother, anyone more than you love him, you would not be worthy to be called a son or a daughter of the Most High. For all is in God, God is all, and love conquers all. With that note, wadada is love in Anahivari Hebrew. Shalom, and y'all most have a most blessed week. Thank you very much, and have a blessed day.
Amen. You too.
Amen. Thank you.
You too, Hubert. Okay. All right, Daniel.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to say, Father's Day, everybody. that is a father, but it feels like it's Mother's Day. Amen.
Amen.
It do feel like it's Mother's Day, but I just say I want to love. I love everybody, and we're going to get through the storm somehow, some way. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Okay, Auntie Betty?
I pass.
All righty. Loretta's gone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mom?
Yes, I'm going to attempt to say, take
okay.
my hand, precious Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the storm, through the night. Lead me on through the night. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows narrow, precious Lord, and lean on me. When my life is gone, my life gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When the dark may appear and the night draw nearer and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet. Hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
Amen, amen, Aretha.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. That was awesome. Alrighty, Daddy Burner.
Yes. Since it's Father's Day, and I got about a couple of three cards I would like to read.
Okay.
And for my granddaughter, thanking you, Grandpa. One of the nicest things about belonging to a family like ours is having a grandfather who as wonderful as you are. Happy Father's Day. Love, Regan, and my granddaughter.
Yeah.
And now I got for my son, God bless you, Dad. We love because he prayed to love us. That'd be fine. Wait, 4:19. Celebrating you with a thank you prayer to God for the very precious gift of your love. But wishing you a down deep feeling of how much you are loved today and every day. Happy Father's Day, love, Carl, and family. And I got one more from both of us.
Yeah.
I got one who's here now, okay, but I'll tell you in a minute. They fly by so quickly that sometimes we don't take the time to say what really important, like how special you are and how much you are thought of, how much you mean to both of us. Happy Father's Day. Now, this is my extended family, my extended daughter and son, which is William and Angela.
Thank
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Okay. That concludes our testimony section. Let's move on to the Serenity Prayer. And if you guys would just follow me in the Serenity Prayer. God grant me, the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change, the things that I can change, and the wisdom.
And the wisdom
to know the difference.
Know the
difference. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. If there was anything else anyone would like to say, we will move on to our last item of the agenda, is the closing, which is Matthew 6:9. Auntie Betty, do you mind reading the Matthew 6:9 for us?
Okay, I'm reading out of the Bible. Okay. When you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in place, and your Father who sees in the reward you open when he prays. That same repetition as the people think that they will be heard from their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows things before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us to temptation. Deliver us from evil. For yours
kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Yeah. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Alrighty, so this concludes our program for tonight, and we would like to thank all of you for participating. And as always, just want to leave you with one last prayer. Oh Lord, we pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit, and may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week. Love you.
Good night. All right. Thanks for the problem. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good night. Good night.
Again, this concludes our program for tonight, and we just want to thank you for participating and listening and leaving you with one last prayer. Oh, Lord, we pray that your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everyone have a blessed week. Love you.